I was going to ask you what the hot springs was like in those days.
Well, the hot springs in those days were, like, as I said, maybe 10 to 25 years from its heyday.
After its heyday?
Yes, because at one time the miners would stay there all winter. I mean, you couldn't go back and forth. If when the mining was shut down in September, October, what did you do? You didn't go in back in the little cabin. You went to the hot springs, and boy, you had a lot of fun and dances on Saturday night, and they just had a great time at the hot springs, and they would stay a couple weeks, 3 weeks at a time. The Eagle Creek people would go over and stay a couple weeks just for fun, in the springs. But Johnny Birdall and his wife Evelyn were very good friends of. We were as close to them as anyone in the villages, and because Red would fly out of the hot springs, and Johnny had his own airplane. They had two daughters, besides this one son that was born at the same time that our son was. And these two daughters were friends of our daughters. Mm-hmm. And so we had, then they came over, we went over there, you know, was our family in a way.
Quite a bit of visiting back and
forth. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So was the hot springs a busy place?
Oh, yes, it's always a busy place. And, of course, in those days it was, the gardens were marvelous, you know, and all winter long you had, they had storage places, stored cabbages, and you had good food all winter long, too. But in the summer it was spectacular, the fresh stuff that grew there. And they had it long before they had it in Fairbanks because of the running the hot water under the dirt or in below the vegetables. Yes, it was a lot of fun. Our kids learned to swim there, and we enjoyed it.